Welcome to the Track Talk podcast. We are back after Las Vegas, before Abu Dhabi, and it is the final race of the season. And I'm, of course, joined by Jay and Shah. How are you guys?
I'm good. We've made it to the end of 2023. Woo! After watching what was probably the best race of the season, I have to say. I know I was skeptical beforehand. Yep, Dan's given me the Iosi Perez celebration.
I'm full Adebayor here. I sprinted to the other end of the pitch.
I was skeptical, but Vegas, it did deliver, to be fair. On Thursday, I was ready to absolutely demolish you and be like, well, look, they can't even roll down their drain covers properly.
It's a bad start.
But here we are, after probably best race of the season at the end of the year now. And there isn't really much to play for this weekend, is there? There's a second place battle in the constructors. Yeah. There's like a battle of a seventh between the two alphas. Yeah. But there's a big battle on the Track Talk podcast.
Yes. Yes, there is. There's also a battle for P4, actually, Jay. There's a four-way fight for P4 in the championship. So
is that Alonso, Norris,
Leclerc and Sainz?
Yes, of course, the Ferraris.
Yeah. So that's exciting, and they're all very close in points, so it really is the best one on the track. Vegas was great. I really enjoyed that race. Qualifying, I did not. I thought it was rather disappointing, and unfortunately for me, that was the first time I actually got to watch any coverage. So the track was what I expected. But do you know what? In race conditions, it was much better. And we had a fight for the win, so that made it 10 times better. Overall, I did rather enjoy that race. And as Jay said, I do think that was the best race of the year. And I can't believe we're at the end. Like, I cannot believe we are about to discuss and preview the last race of the season. I'm finding that quite emotional.
We've made it. We have made it. And before we move on and talk a bit more about other things, a bit of Track Talk trivia for you guys. The last race of the season is at Abu Dhabi, as always. It is one of three tracks on this year's calendar which does not have a DRS zone on the pit straight. Can you tell me the other two?
I can tell you two of them straight away. But I can't think of
the first. There's only two other ones.
Silverstone and Vegas. I know those two.
Well, there you go. That's it.
But there's one more. No? I thought you said three.
I said there's Abu Dhabi and two others.
Sorry. I was going to let Shah do the other one. I didn't realise I've just named both of them. Sorry.
I really enjoyed that. Thanks, Dan.
Sorry, I've really killed that.
It's fine. You got it very quickly, which was rather impressive, but it did make me laugh.
Yeah, well, I know Silverstone doesn't, and then Vegas was last weekend.
I was panicking, so I won't lie. I was like, which one?
Well, yeah, I'll have to wait till next season for the next Track Talk trivia.
Well, no, you might have another one.
Yeah,
maybe it'll come to my head. To be fair, these just come to me. That one actually came up 5 minutes
ago. That's a good question, actually. I like it.
10 minutes time. That was a good one. Well done, Jay.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks.
I like it when he pops up with some random trivia. It's good.
I do and I don't. Because then I panic.
Last week.
Oh my god! Yeah, we just said that. Like, what country is there in the calendar?
Shah panics and thinks that and forgets what Bahrain layout is what.
Right, can we just say this joke's been recycled for how long now? Like, come on.
A couple of years, I think.
That's got to be getting to like a 2-year anniversary soon, surely.
It's getting pretty old. I think you dusted that one off today.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring it back out. I don't actually know. Oh, there you go. It was August 2021.
It's over 2 years old now.
2.5 years. Cool.
I remember
recording
that.
You love the planet. You love the planet. Just recycling.
Yeah, man. Greta Thunberg loves me. Anyway, on to Vegas. Yeah, it started horrendously with FP1. And then, obviously, the drain cover came up. Therefore, FP2 was cancelled. It was all a bit of a mess because they sent fans home. No, FP2 was delayed, sorry. And then they sent fans home and then they ran FP2. It was all a bit of a mess.
2:30 in the morning, wasn't it? It was crazy.
That was the latest they've ever done it, yeah.
The drivers were probably falling asleep. I know I had some team radio. I think it was Leclerc getting held by Joe in FP2. And he was like, Joe, wake up, come on.
Yeah, I saw.
And I was thinking, yeah, fair. Like, normally, you'd put a blame on the driver in front. I couldn't really blame Joe. He's probably been out for about 24 hours. And I'd been expected to drive a Formula One car around a street circuit. Yeah, it wasn't a good start. And I did really think, wow, we've put all this, well, not us, but they've put all this money into this big showstopper of a race, and we can't even get through 10 minutes of FP1. And then there's all the stuff with the fans, like you said, Dan, and the lane of FP2. But come Friday, because it was run from Thursday to Saturday, come Friday on quali day, it kind of came alive. Do you know what? I am a bit of a purist. I'm not the biggest fan of street circuits, but I've got to admit, it did look really nice. The sphere, oh my God, I love that feature. It was so cool.
Having the
eyes on the sphere follow the drivers along the track, I thought that was a brilliant idea. All like the cool little things, like the drivers on there and the flags, I thought was pretty cool. It was good. I can't really fault it as much as I'd love to pit something at it other than FP1. It was a very enjoyable weekend and the best of the year, I'd have to say.
Did you see after the race they lit the sphere up again with like a really confused face, and it was like looking around for where all the cars had gone on like the Monday
after the race?
Oh, that's cool.
The sphere was kind of going, huh, where's all the cars? It was quite funny. I said it would be decent. Just saying.
You can't really
claim credit.
You can't really claim credit for making that race good. Be like, look,
The start of the year, I'm back in Vegas because everyone doubted it. And look, that positivity goes a long way.
But here's my F1 God. I've got two things to say. Two things. First Ooh. Thing, this is my little random thing, is I was very excited when they got in that car and they were going to the Bellagio, and I thought, oh, that's going to be really cool with the trophies being given out with the fountains behind. But then they got back in the car and went back to the pit straight, and I was like, this is really confusing. Why do we drive all this way, watch the cool down thing in the car? The whole thing just felt a bit strange, I won't lie. I did, you know, I love the Bellagio fountains, but
I didn't see it. I'd fallen asleep again by that point.
Oh, I watched it, but not live. So yeah, found that a little bit strange, but that's just me just putting my little two pence in. And my question to you guys is, of course, like, you know, the race was good. Do not get me wrong. I did enjoy it. But was it only good because there was a fight for the win?
Yeah, that probably did make it the best. There's been races where the midfield action's probably been better than it was in Vegas. But end of the day, if anything, a battle for the win is so much better than the battle for P7, isn't it? It's because it's so much more on the line.
Podium. It wasn't just the win, it was the whole podium that was being battled for.
And then like the last lap, Leclerc getting past Perez, that was wicked. And I just think anything for the lead, and especially in a season where Verstappen's been so dominant, I think everyone who isn't a Verstappen fan was cheering on Leclerc. It was very partisan unless you're a Verstappen fan. So yeah, I think if Verstappen just drove away with it and the rest of the race was as good and Leclerc still got past Perez in the last lap, would we be saying it was the best race of the season? Probably not. We might have given it to, say, Singapore. But yeah, I can't really argue with it being the best race of the season. I don't think no.
Monaco's up there at this point this season.
Yeah, three street races.
I know. And I don't normally like street races, but what do I know?
Cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to carry on. No,
I was just putting it to
What's
you guys.
Your view, Char? What's your view?
Because, like, there was a lot of overtaking, which was obviously aided by DRS. But I like it when you see like a late lunge into a corner kind of vibe. Like, I do like those kind of overtakes. And yeah, I guess as well, the whole thing was also kind of interesting because we had a mix-up grid. You know, we had the one weekend I needed Logan Sargeant to bin it into the wall. He's like, no, I'm gonna get into Q3 and qualify like P7. I was like, dude, come on, why are you now pulling it out of the bag in one of your home races? Anyways, I joke, good on him, it was a very good performance. But yeah, we had a very mixed-up grid. You know, we lost both McLarens in Q1, and the Mercs were struggling. So yeah, I really did enjoy it because there was action basically throughout the race, and Max had to actually like fight to win it. Basically, he had to put some work in, which I really appreciate his craft for what he did, except for, you know, he pushed Leclerc off at the beginning, but we digress. I was about to make another point about a moment that stood out to me, and I've completely forgotten what it was. Apologies. One second. I'll be back.
Well, while you're thinking, the Verstappen Leclerc thing at the start, I do kind of agree that Max very much sort of took the attitude of, I'm coming through. If you crash into me, that's your problem. Maybe not the best attitude to have in F1 when you sort of look at wheel-to-wheel racing and you think, like, you know, the battles that someone like Hamilton has had over the years, or Seb, maybe, towards the end of his career, they're always decent battles because the drivers knew that they could trust the other driver. The drivers won't feel that with Max. They'll be terrified to wheel-to-wheel race with him. But, you know, it is what it is. But Charles thought of her point, so before she forgets it again.
What my next question to you guys is, I'm full of questions. I just don't know. I know. What am I like? Do you think that Vegas should be earlier in the season? Because it is, you know, November, and it was pretty cold, especially it being a night race. If it was something like September or something, where it would still be 30-odd degrees and, like, 20-odd at night, what do you guys think about that? Do you think it should be earlier, or were you happy with, you know, I mean, obviously it's not really our choice without, you know, cooler temperatures for cars and, you know, because obviously they did struggle for grip, which then added another element of risk and, you know, threat to everyone's race.
I didn't mind it being at this time of the year. I quite like the idea of less grip, more action, harder for the drivers. It kind of reminded me of Turkey from a few years ago. The only reason why I would like to see it move is so it could be linked up with the rest of the North American races. So either with Texas or with, obviously, everyone, Miami, something like that. Because I feel like it was a bit sort of awkward to go from Texas to Mexico to Brazil and go back up to Vegas again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why not just have, at least have Texas and Vegas as a doubleheader rather than sort of going like a weird kind of way around the continent? It'd just be better for regionalization. But I
mean,
didn't mind it being cold.
Logistically, that obviously makes sense, but then we have Miami in May.
Yeah. Miami's awkward because I always think, why don't they just whack Miami at the end of the season with the rest of them? But apparently there's mad hurricanes there.
Yeah.
This time of year, so they can't. So fair play. But then they probably could just move the rest of the American races earlier in the year.
Is it anything to do with the NFL season with Miami or not? I don't know, because they use the
most likely as well.
I know nothing about NFL.
Yes, exactly. There's most likely that as well, because the season basically starts up roughly August, but really kicks off in September. And then the Super Bowl is early-ish to mid-February. It's always around my birthday, really. It is extremely short, but they are playing like every weekend and stuff. And then as well, once you get towards like the Super Bowl kind of bit, which is about just after Christmas time and January, they start having playoffs. So then only the best teams in their certain like leagues and areas then only qualify to get higher and higher and all that.
Well, yes.
Apologies.
This is an F1 podcast, but I've got a question on American football for
Christ, I hope I know it.
American football correspondent. No, it's nothing to do with, it's nothing really complicated. It's just a bit of a misunderstanding on my part. So, you just said the playoffs start in January, Christmas time, right?
Yeah.
So, if you have a bad season, you will play for August, September, October, November, December, and then what? You just do nothing for the next 8 months.
Well, then your team's bad. Ish. This is me maybe not knowing, so if anyone does know, please correct me, especially our American listeners. But from what I know, you do have this wild card bit, which I don't necessarily know how you qualify, so I apologize. But you get the people who you kind of get to the point where you are at the moment. So for instance, because you have the AFC and the NFC, where it's the American football like championship, and then you've got the National Football Championship, and then you have half, you know, the teams, but then within that you have North, East, West and South. and then there's four teams in each of them, and then like the top two, I think, then get to play on to another, you know, team and things like that. And then Dan's so confused.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
And then eventually, like, so then at, when you're getting nearer to the Super Bowl, you have the winner of, like, so then you have, like, the winner of the North AFC and the winner of the South AFC go against each other. And then the one who then in total win the AFC Championship and the NFC fight in the Super Bowl. And boom, you have your Super Bowl winner.
I think Dan needs to stick to football. You know, two games a season against every F1 team. One home, one away. Bosh, sweet as a nut.
Yeah.
Under this AFC, NFC, East, South, West, North.
And do you know what's always quite interesting as well? So say like you're at the if you're at the Miami Dolphin Stadium, you don't do it like football in England. Where you have
this is my least favorite part of NFL. Which
home at Spurs against Liverpool. Spurs are always going to be the first, you know, team up on
anything. Second, aren't they?
But they normally go say it's the Chiefs at the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It makes a bit of sense once you get it.
You're home. You should be first.
Yeah, you're home. Like, so you're at this place.
But imagine I came to your house, Charlotte, right?
Yeah, so it's Jay at Charlotte's.
No, but it's Charlotte's house.
But you're at Charlotte's.
I'm at your house, but...
So you should go first.
House. Yeah, like, it's your house.
I can confirm we are in different locations.
Yes.
Anyways, Formula One. long story short of it, that we've rambled for like 5 minutes... Miami Dolphins aren't in season during in May when the Grand Prix is on.
American races start. There you go.
Yeah, my problem with it was the fact that it's a double header and the time difference is like 12 hours between Vegas and Abu Dhabi. It's like, have some consideration of the teams. That's just a bit mad in my opinion.
But I really don't understand why it is a double header. Like, I don't understand why we need to finish the season.
Who knows?
Oh, well.
One thing I did want to talk about, apparently I haven't been mentioning him much recently, so I'm going to mention Valtteri Bottas, because he had a storming qualifying. He qualified P7 and then got completely caught up in stuff that wasn't his fault at all in the start and was last
as
by
always.
Turn one.
Yes,
I was devastated. It wasn't his fault.
I'm joking, but he trumbled back as he's known for.
He had damage.
As he's known for, Dan, you can't take that.
What do I meant to say?
Well,
you mentioned
not a five-pass
run
on a Friday night. You can't have that from Charlotte. It's the weekend tomorrow. You can't have that kind of energy going into the weekend.
It's disgraceful. I need to... I don't know.
Jay, you've said it before.
I don't even know what to say.
I haven't said it on a Friday night.
He had a brilliant quality.
Wow, well, sorry. Not on a Friday night.
I haven't. Maybe I have. I don't know. I mean, to be fair, Boris is just the butt of all jokes, isn't he?
Hey.
Still could be worse.
Ba-dum-tsh. Do you get it, Dan?
Yeah, I do get it. Yeah, I do get it. But meanwhile, we had a double McLaren exit in FP1, so, you know, in Q1 even, so, you know, could be worse. Right, anyway, we made predictions before Vegas. It's really getting to the crunch time of the season, and I don't want to record this section of the podcast, but we have to anyway.
We do.
So... Charlotte, you went first on the Vegas predictions, which means it gives you the best chance to get a win. So, of course, you won, right?
I don't think I did.
She had her serve broken.
It basically all went wrong.
That's really annoying hair in front of my face.
From qualifying, especially when no one decided to blooming crash. Not one double yellow that really like affected it. I thought I was really bold in my prediction, and I was like, "Oh my god, I've absolutely crushed it! It's gonna have they're gonna have no tire grip. It's a street circuit. There's jeopardy." No, everyone was like, "Yeah, let's just keep it all, you know, on the track." And even Logan Sargeant, like I said, no offense, mate, but you're my Nicholas Latifi for 2023. You were like, "No, I'm gonna do great."
You did do great, to be fair. You did do great.
You did.
Charlotte spun at the first corner.
So who'd you put on pole, Charlotte?
I put Max.
Like, didn't happen. I put sights. Why? Didn't happen.
It was almost. It was close, though. Actually,
yeah, it was close. I'm going to give you lot a little, this for people listening, a little education on how you predict things in Formula One, right? This
is
a little a little masterclass. So let's get it off the bat. Pole position, Charles Leclerc.
Says the man, right, who hasn't scored points for, like, what was your own, like, streak of, like, scoring it on your own? You haven't.
Well, as people will see soon, I've been on form. I've saved it for the end of the season. I just wanted to give you guys a chance. So now I'm back.
Yeah, so come back.
Pole, Charles, 1 out of 1.
Right, the podium. Charles, how many of these did you get right?
Apologies. I did actually all right. Thank goodness for that last lap overtake from Charles Leclerc as well to give me 2 points. I got Verstappen, Norris, and Perez.
So, yes, got two there.
Thank God Charles overtook him. I was willing him on even more, so just to give me 2 points.
So was I, because I also got two. I got Verstappen, Leclerc, and then I put Sainz third, and he wasn't third. But it actually would have benefited me a lot more if they hadn't swapped positions, because, Jay...
Hey, quick question, Charlotte. How many places are there on the podium?
I don't want to talk to you. This is really annoying. You're being so smug about it.
Oh, right, I see.
I don't like this, Jay.
There's 3 places on the podium, and I got 3 out of 3. Leclerc, the boy wonder. The boy wonder stormed past Perez on the last lap. And I put Verstappen, Leclerc, Perez. So I'm on 4 out of 4.
Balls. Anyway, positive surprises. Sure.
It just, honestly, I put Daniel Ricciardo because he loved Vegas and he was all excited for it. And really, I should have put Logan Sargeant, which was my original idea, but no, I didn't.
Where was he? Where was Ricciardo?
Well, I don't know.
Ricciardo was 14th, Sargeant was 16th, so I don't know if he would have got either of them.
Yeah, but he qualified really well. Sargeant
did have a banging quality, didn't he?
Logan did have a good Saturday, but then that makes his Sunday look even worse.
Exactly, but I would have fought for that point.
You're definitely not getting it for Ricciardo. Who did I put?
You say, Dan?
I put Hülkenberg, and it was looking good until the sessions that mattered. it was looking really good in FP2, 3, Q1, 2, and then it just went terribly wrong.
I'm surprised you're not trying to argue that. They had a good FP2, so we should give them a point.
I can if you want.
Yeah, imagine.
No, you can't.
No.
Well, do you know what? Even the best predictors get it wrong sometimes. I put Alex Albon. And he started
Before Vegas, you're last. Don't go giving yourself that title.
Hey, I was just so gassed. I've done so well last week. I put Albon. It was looking really good. And I think he got screwed by safety cars and other stuff. So he was like 13th in the end, wasn't he? P6 quality, though. Just drop that in there.
Your random finisher prediction. We had to predict P19. That was a tricky one.
It was.
Who was consequently, P19 I got in the end?
Completely wrong.
Hülkenberg.
Hülkenberg, cool. I put Logan Sargeant. Once again, he couldn't give me it.
Well, I put Gasly and he was 11th.
He was doing really well, Gasly, until...
He was doing really well.
Forgot what strategy was.
Alpine keep doing this. The driver that qualifies worst finishes are so much better in the race. They so often this season that's happened to that team. I don't know why. Anyway, Jay.
I went for a stroll in the park for 19th. And he was actually pretty good last week.
He was. He's really been good.
He was really good last week.
It's that Movember beard. It's doing him good.
Yeah, I'm currently on 2 before we get to the bold predictions. Jay, you're
on... As am I.
I'm on 4.
Okay. Char, bold prediction number 1.
I said 5 double waved yellow flags in quali, and that affects their lap slash qualifying. And everyone decided to not crash.
Yeah, that's
what I'm talking about.
Or spin off. Honestly, the one thing I needed them to give me.
Well, my first one, I did get over 50 overtakes in the race. There were over 80 overtakes in the race.
Mm.
So that is a point for me.
Well done, Dan. Well done, Dan.
Thank you.
I'm last.
I put for my first one another.
Gritted teeth and a half that one.
It's depressing.
She's fuming. I put everybody who finishes the race will finish on the lead lap, and they all did. So,
I'm done.
Lucky bugger.
To be fair, who was
lucky
last?
Lucky boy.
Because they were quite close. In the race, the last finisher was
Bottas, but he had a load of damage, so he was miles off it.
But I feel like Verstappen was close to lapping him. I feel like when Verstappen crossed the line.
That minute and a half, no?
Yeah, I feel like when Verstappen crossed the line, Bottas was just in front of him or just gone through the first corner.
Bottas was 85 seconds behind him, so Max was probably
to pull
7-ish
what, about
seconds.
Yeah,
something like that.
Well done, Bottas.
I can't believe he's done me like this. I had his back all my life. Shah, what was your second bold prediction?
Both Ferraris fall out of the top 10 by lap 3 and Leclerc decided to go for the lead.
Huh?
I didn't
Leclerc,
get it.
Leclerc lost the lead.
Yes, but he didn't fall out of the top 10, did he?
Nope. I also got my second bold prediction right. So I got 2 out of 2 on the bold predictions. Right. So I got 4 points, which any other week is a win. This was bold. The pole position time is 2 seconds quicker than the FP2 time, the top FP2 time.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of debate about this.
It was like 2.6. So that's rare to be that much different. So that's a good prediction, I think.
Yeah, fairs. My last one was that. Norris was 10 places ahead of Piastri at the end of the race, and Norris crashed. So, big, fat zilch. But it doesn't matter, because I have won this week. Dan, what's the scores? What is the situation heading in to the last race of the year?
It's a disgrace. Well, I am on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Jay, you are on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Shah, you are on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The end. She's on 10.
Yeah, I thought I was on 10.
You're on 10. I just wanted to see you panic.
I'm not panicking yet.
Which is very disappointing, because if I join with Jay, then Char wouldn't have been guaranteed at least a draw victory, but now she is.
Well,
she can't lose.
There we go. That's nice.
As I said last week, if Jay and I both vote for a double points, Abu Dhabi. You're outvoted.
No. Yeah, I was going to say, Charles again, that this is a double points weekend.
2014 era. We're back.
Two points up for grabs this weekend.
It was because you two are sore losers and you can't check that I'm actually ahead.
We're not joking. What I will say is you're going
last, I think.
Last. Yeah.
Which actually, do you know
advantage.
What? I think that might be better though.
Less pressure going last.
Yeah, because I'm just going to say
stuff.
I went
last in Vegas.
You kind of just take what you're given.
Well, this is it. I went first last week. I went for the safe options, and that didn't work.
No, it didn't. And I know Jay's stressing about his predictions this week. He's first. But we'll get to the Abu Dhabi predictions in a bit. Let's preview the race in general. It is the last race of the season. Overall, I don't think it's going to be a season that lives long in anyone's memory, to be honest.
Nope.
There was no battle at all. And that is full credit to Max Verstappen. He has been in a league of his own this season. There is no faulting him at all.
Different
Fair
grade.
Play. But I really, really hope that next year's just more close, because I have nothing against Max. I'd say the same if it was Lewis or Alonso or whoever. I just don't want to see someone that far ahead. It's just not very interesting.
It isn't. I feel like in the grand scheme of things, Vegas, it was a very good race, but it wasn't like the elite level. It wasn't, oh my gosh, that's a worldie, that's that's like instant classic. But it was obviously it was good, but it wasn't that quite upper echelon. But I think just because of the season we've had and the fact that there's only really been, in my opinion, three very good races, I'd say. Monaco, Singapore, and Vegas. That I feel like it sort of elevated Vegas into this higher level where he was very much gassing it up. And I feel like Abu Dhabi is not going to add to that because it never really does.
Yeah, I don't have massively high hopes for it. But, you know, FP1 is pretty useless in Abu Dhabi anyway because of the difference in track temperatures. And it was all rookies pretty much. Well, there were 10 rookies this year. So we're recording this Friday evening. So not all the drivers have experienced it anyway. FP2 was very disruptive with quite a big Sainz crash and then Hülkenberg crash. So the drivers haven't had a whole lot of running. Especially not because given FP2 is kind of what they use for their race setups the most, they haven't had a whole lot of running. So it has potential, especially if Max Verstappen decides to race everyone in the pit lane exit for no apparent reason again.
Right. That is the one thing that I have seen a clip of today as I was at work. And once again, I don't know what's happened, but why has Max Verstappen decided that he can overtake everyone in the pit lane? Slash pit.
He's doing side quests. He's bored.
Because, and then I saw a clip of him going, oh, he's completely blocked me. I was like, there was no room for you to go round. Just wait. Like, it's not that hard.
Oh, what you were saying about track talk trivia. Speaking of pit lanes.
He's got then, one.
Speaking of pit lanes, right?
I knew it. Go on.
That was a great segue, Shah.
You're welcome. Right,
on this season calendar, there are two pit lanes that feed out onto turn three or after turn three. One of them is Abu Dhabi. What is the other one? Oh, Brazil. Shot my hand up tall. Well done. It is Brazil.
Yes.
I was never going to get that. Shah knows everything about that track.
I knew it immediately. I felt it because it's half of the center S's. Easy. It comes onto that second straight.
Well, there you go.
That was a fun one. Finally.
This, I don't know the answer, so I can't ask it as a trivia question. But you know in Silverstone, you can't finish a race in the pit lane because it's shorter.
I wonder how many
other tracks that applies to. I don't know. That's not me asking you because I have no idea myself. But I can't imagine many that rule applies in.
It must be only Silverstone.
Was it Schumacher that did it? And then they went,
Well, yeah, also because the new layout as well is so much slower. They went to put the chicane in there.
Who it was, but yeah, I don't know if that rule's in place anywhere else. But
yeah, I can't.
Yeah, if you get anyway, back to the point. If you're gonna overtake everyone in a pit lane exit, don't do it in Abu Dhabi in a tunnel. Like
in the tunnel.
If you crash there, no one can pit. Like they'll probably red flag the race. I don't know what they'll do, but yeah, I don't.
Also,
really
it's like there. It's practice. Like why are you trying to get on the track that fast? Like it's literally practice. Mm. It's not amounting to anything. So I just saw that clip and I just thought, oh, mate. And I don't know if it's because, once again, he's behind Lewis Hamilton or what. But I do just think, come on, mate, calm down.
I don't know if it's a Hamilton thing. But I said this before Vegas. He's won the championship. I would get it if it was really close in the championship and he wanted every second of track time possible. He's won it. So what if you have to wait 3 seconds to go out on track? You've won everything there is to win. You've won the Constructors' Championship on your own. Like, chill.
I've actually wanted to ask this as well. Gosh, Charlotte with her questions again. But it's back to Vegas. I'm very sorry. What did you think of Max's comments the whole weekend about the Vegas Grand Prix? Because it was evidently clear what he thought about it. When asked if he liked the track, he said no. When asked if he was happy to be here, he said no. Do you think that was like, and what did you think about that? Because if I'm honest, I kind of rated it. In the sense of, look, at least you're speaking your mind. The track is never going to be like, oh, this is like such a fun track to drive. Like, it's not going to be challenging. But then he did admit, after the race, he was like, yeah, that was actually quite fun. And I think it did exceed his expectations with the on-track battles that he could have. But, what did you think of his comments this weekend?
I think he takes being in the zone to an extreme, doesn't he? He's like, as soon as race weekend starts, like, boom, he's Max Verstappen, the racer. And then as soon as he crosses the checkered flag, he's like, oh, back to being Max Verstappen, the fun guy. So, like, I get it. Maybe it was heat at the moment. I'll be very, very surprised if he hasn't been spoken to about it with someone from F1 going, can you not constantly slag off where we're racing, please? We've paid a lot of money to be here. I get it. It probably wasn't ideal from a racer's point of view. Like, all this faff, he will want to go in, drive around, go home again. But that's what he thought. Fair play. You know, at least we say we want drivers to be more honest, and he was definitely that.
I agree. I can't really add much more. If you don't like it, then, I mean, you're the top dog in Formula One right now. So why not say it? And if he wants to see a return to some of the great European tracks, like Hockenheim, like Nürburgring, like, I don't know, any other ones I can't think of my head right now. But if he wants to return to those, then why not say it? You, well, other than Hamilton, probably have the largest audience. So if anyone's going to facilitate change, it could be him. But they're in Vegas for 10 years now, so you can have to deal with it.
Yeah, but you know, at least it was a decent race. If it had been a terrible race, there'd be no overtaking. We would have looked at that 10-year contract like, oh god. Whereas at least, you know, it's not going to be somewhere you dread going to next year. Like, I would argue, if you put Miami and Vegas next to each other, people will now look forward to Vegas more than they'll look forward to Miami.
Oh, yeah, Miami's been terrible.
Yeah, Miami has not been great. I still stand by the fact the highlight of Miami has been Ted going the wrong way down an escalator at last year's race. It's not that, been good.
It was funny.
Should we make some predictions for the crucial week in Abu Dhabi in the Talk Predictions League?
Is there anything else we would like to discuss about Abu Dhabi before we get onto it?
I don't know. There's not a lot to say.
Who do we think is going to get the battle for P4? Between those four drivers that we mentioned earlier, which is Norris, Alonso, Leclerc and Sainz. And I'm going to triple check in case I'm wrong. It is those four.
It is looking a battle for P4.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I see. Bye, Jay. Jay's just gone. Anyway, onwards. What is it? Sainz and Alonso are level. Lando and Charlotte. I don't think Charles will get it. I don't think he'll make up 12 points. I've always said Sainz's season's been criminally underrated, so I'm going to stick to that and go, I back my man Carlos to outscore Alonso and get it, and I don't think Lando will be far ahead of Sainz. But I could be wrong. I think, you know, that there'll be Lewis has got P3 in the bag. No one can catch him there. So yeah, I think Sainz. You know what? I'm gonna go Sainz from Norris, from Leclerc, from Alonso. I think Alonso comes out of that rock seventh in the end.
Wow. Okay. That's quite interesting.
Agree or disagree?
It's such a tricky one because I feel like the last couple of weekends, Aston have kind of got their game together.
So they have come back well.
Yeah, and I feel a bit scared to kind of, like, because originally I would have gone, absolutely, like, he's lost that. But now I do feel a bit apprehensive to be like, yeah, he's got no chance. I really want to say that Lando is going to be P4. I want to say it because that second half of the season, he's been on fire. And personally, I'm pretty sure actually statistically as well, Lando's had more podiums than Carlos.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll quickly check. I feel like he deserves it. I don't know if it's because of his drives or what, but I found, especially the second half of the season, his drives more like, no, like I've noticed it more, not just because of, you know, I support him, but I've noticed his performance more so than Carlos Sainz's performances, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, to be honest.
So I would say P4 him, P5 Carlos. And then I just don't know. Can Leclerc get at least, well, really, he needs to be at least third, right?
Mm. Yeah, he needs a podium.
Yeah.
He definitely needs a podium.
And the way he's been at the moment, he could, but that could be tricky.
Well, I was going to move on to predictions, but now Jay's gone, we'll have to keep talking and hope that he comes back. Looking at the constructors' standings, Mercedes and Ferrari are very, very close for P2/P3.
Yes.
McLaren, Aston Martin are very, very close for P4/P5. And then it's kind of all set in stone, unless Haas have a blinder of a weekend to pull themselves off the foot of their constructors. But did you see Toto Wolff's comments in the build-up where he said, you know, we're pretty much level on points with Ferrari, which should be fine with a functioning race director, or I can't remember exactly the quote, but it was a Michael Massey dig. I don't know if you've seen it.
Eek. No, I hadn't seen that comment. That's a name that I haven't heard in a while, Michael Massey. I really would like to say that Mercedes have this, but last week just kind of gives me the vibe of we've got absolutely no chance. And once again, I would say that Merck's, it's so hard because I'd say Merck's season has been better. But Ferrari got a win in that on, you know, and multiple poles. So in that sense, they've done better this year. But I really do feel like it's just going to depend on where they qualify, and then it's just whatever's going to happen on track. I do feel like potentially the Mercs might have it.
Well, I'd say Ferrari unquestionably have had a better car. The problem is, I've never known any team in any sport ever shoot themselves in the foot as much as Ferrari constantly do in Formula One.
That's why, I've never known anything like it. They might be going, oh my gosh, look, like both Mercs could be out of the points this weekend, for example, and they're like literally up there in the top 10. They might go, let's pit. And then like just absolutely mess it all up. They're like pitting twice when everyone's on a one stop. And so like they'll just go
They'll find a way to mess it up.
And I don't want to see it.
I mentioned earlier that Sainz, obviously, has had very, very limited running after his FP2 crash, which was quite a big crash, actually, but he's fine. So will that affect his weekend? You know, who knows? Charles Leclerc was quickest in FP2, but, you know, you can't really read too much into that. You can read even less into FP1, and George Russell was top of FP1. Djokovic, by the way, I know you can't read into FP1, but Djokovic is P2 in FP1. It's a decent showing for him. Considering he hasn't had like, a full-time race seat or anything this year. Yeah, it's a very impressive drive.
But do we think any of those drivers within FP1 have a shot of being in F1 at any time soon?
Well,
there was a few names that have circled around. I thought, oh, okay, there's Theo Pourchaire, there's Felipe Drogovic, there's Jack Doohan, and...
Well, barring a disaster, Teo Pourchaire is going to win the F2 championship this weekend, unless he like double DNFs, basically. And he's kind of with Alfa Romeo, but obviously Joe is confirmed, isn't he, for next year?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's the only ones we haven't had.
There was still chat about it, but that won't change, I don't think. But Pourchaire would definitely be sniffing at the end of next season. Djokovic is sniffing now. He's had chat with Williams, apparently. Mm. But again, looks like that's more of next season. Schwartzman's just a reserve driver. Vesti's not going to make that step up yet. Doohan is Alpine reserve driver. Can't see him moving up. Pato O'Ward is McLaren's reserve driver next year, actually. But I can't see him going into F1 anytime soon unless something dramatically changes.
Jake Dennis?
Too young. Jake Dennis is an interesting one because him for Red Bull, he drives for Andretti in Formula E. He said in the FP2 commentary today, because he came into the comms box and he was asked about Andretti's entrance into Formula One. And Dennis kind of said, yeah, it'll be really cool. If I'm one of the drivers, great. If not, you know, not so great. I can't see Andretti bringing over a driver from Formula E, to be honest. Like, especially. Yeah. You know, not one with any F. If they do, I think they'll find one with F1 experience. Like, you know, when like Kvyat or Giovinazzi was in Formula E, like one that's there because he's no longer in F1, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, he can be an F1 driver and knows how to do it, and he's got a bit of experience already. I don't think they'll want to bring a rookie in as a new team. Zach O'Sullivan and Ollie Bearman are both not going to be in there next season. But it's the first Abu Dhabi I can remember for a while where there's no real, like, goodbye from anyone.
No, like, very
had,
true.
What, Seb last year? We had Seb. Who did we have the year before that?
Kimi? Question mark?
Yeah, he was one of the years. We had Alonso one of the years, even though he's ended up coming back. There's always seems to have been someone that we've said bye to. We've had like a Hulkenberg that said bye, but now he's back, like that kind of thing. At the moment, Grosjean, there is no one.
After the crash, obviously, Grosjean. That was quite big. Yeah, there's no one. Most teams, really, and most drivers we will be seeing in the 2024 season, and they're kind of just ticking along. So yeah, there isn't any big news in that sense.
I think the drivers that are definitely fighting for their seat next year will be Joe Bottas. I think are both going to be, they're both out of contract. They're both going to be fighting for it. Tsunoda won't be safe. Sargeant won't be safe. Perez, he won't be safe.
Hasn't Tsunoda signed?
Yeah, but I don't mean anything, does it? In that
true.
In that driver program means nothing. I don't know what Magnussen and Hulkenberg's contracts are like, but I can see them kind of being in a question mark position. Other than that, everyone's safe. So next year, there are, what, six or seven maybes. Some are different to others. Like, Joe will obviously love to carry on in F1. He's young, whereas Bottas, it's like, do I see it? He said he wants to carry on, but will a team look at a 34-year-old or however old he will be then?
Valtteri Bottas. That's what I was about to ask. How old is he?
And want them. I think he's like 32, question mark. He's 34. Okay, so he'll be 35
next
year.
Yeah, because I thought he's actually the same age as Perez and Ricardo.
Yeah.
Which I just feel like I've paused the last few years and he's only just turned 30, but...
In fairness to him, though, he's not slowing down. Like, he's got decent pace still, so it's not impossible.
It's just, yeah. It's the problem. But... It's the car. That's the problem that we...
Yeah, the car is toilet.
We forget how his form is. We're not able to see it. Hello, Jay!
He's back.
Hello. I want to get you talking about Hulkenberg.
No.
We were talking about potential drivers that could be at risk. Despite having a contract.
Who was you saying? 34, good speed, rubbish car. Bottas?
Yeah.
Of course it was. I should have thought.
We weren't actually talking about him for long at all. It was just when you came back in that
you
we happened
to
be talking
about
him. You
just seemed to enter at that moment.
I'm back.
Anyway, should we move on to predictions now?
We can now, yes.
Yeah, sorry.
We did a lot of fun.
Get me out of my misery.
Who's first this week? Oh.
Jay.
I'm back and better.
I've just remembered who Blimmin is.
Let's go. Right.
Who are you putting on poll? Now, before we started recording, Jay was stressing about who he was going to put on poll. Who have you gone for?
I'm torn between two drivers, but at the end of the season, I've got to play it safe. I'm going to go Max Verstappen.
Boring.
Boo me, cuss me, whatever you want to do.
Well, do you know what? Look where it got me. So, ha.
Well, we'll see. We'll see come Sunday.
I really don't want to lose.
I'm assuming I'm second, right?
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay. I'll go for the other one that Jay was toying with then. I'm going to go Charles Leclerc.
Oh.
No, Jay, he's not on the grid, remember? He was terrible.
He's actually on the grid now. He's joined WEC again.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, okay.
Just
not
on the
F1 grid.
Yeah, it's not on the F1 grid. Sadly.
Sure.
Right, well, I want to think about this properly.
I feel like it's a two-horse shout now. Personally, I would say
Who are the two horses that you're thinking of?
Sainz and Perez. I don't think it'll be a Merc.
I think it's another person.
You going to say Lando?
Yeah.
He was up there for me, yeah.
I'm not going to give Shari ideas.
I was going to say Norris, because... That's where I'm leaning, but I'm like, do I go with signs? No, F it. We're going bold. This is the whole point of these predictions, lads. It's called bold predictions. We're going Norris.
Okay.
I have nothing to lose. If I've just got a draw, I'll take it. Because that's how I've played this season. I just go for vibes.
Never wanted to step in pole as badly as this.
Oh, I last
I,
just
want, I
last
now
week,
want the science one, so none of us get it.
Here's a little tale for you. Last week, I had a free bet on Paddy Power that came through. Do not gamble if you can't, if you're too young.
Yeah, I don't condone that.
So I put it on Leclerc pole, and he got pole, and I was buzzing. Except I hadn't put it on a Leclerc pole. I'd put it on Leclerc win to win the race. So I got really excited for no reason. That's
why
you're heartbreaking.
That's a really good story.
Shot myself in the foot there. All right, Jesus. Jay, who's your podium?
Well, I've just got to keep it. Got to keep it 100. Okay, here we go. Verstappen for the dub. Leclerc P2, Norris P3. I've said it.
Ooh. I thought you were going to say exactly the same as what I have written down.
Okay. What have you written down?
Let me get the FP2 standings up. Yeah. Ooh. No, I kind of wish I'd said that now. No, I'll go Verstappen, Leclerc, Perez. That's what I'd written down. That's what I'll stick with. Verstappen, Leclerc.
Come Perez.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going Verstappen, Leclerc.
God, look at us being
in the boring. I'm going to toss up. I've written Ham, but I did write Russ originally.
She's gone for the Mercs.
I have, because I have faith
but
in them.
Which one? But for so who?
I just
Chris
feel like
Scamara.
I want to write Russ, but if Hamilton actually decides to proper go for it, I'm going to be annoyed. No, I'm going to stick it. Verstappen, Leclerc, Ham.
Okay.
Got nothing to lose. This is how
positive
I'm playing.
Surprise.
Okay, there's a bit of logic here. I'm going to go Pierre Gasly because I feel like Ocon had a good weekend in Mexico. Gasly had a good weekend in Brazil. Ocon had a good weekend in Las Vegas. So it's Gasly's time to have a good weekend in Abu Dhabi. So Pierre Gasly, hey Pierre, yo Pierre, you want
to
come out here?
If history repeats itself, you need to hope that Gasly has a stinky qualifying.
Yeah.
Because then he's basically guaranteed to have a good race the way Alpine have somehow done it this year, that whoever qualifies worst has a better race.
That's exactly what I need.
Gasly's a shout. I'm going to toss up between two for me. But based on practice, I'm going for my man, because I haven't said him for a few weeks. So I'm going BB. I'm going Valtteri Bottas. I'm going Valtteri Bottas.
Bottas.
Valtteri Victor Bottas.
Because I feel like we've been giving him a bit of stick all season, saying that he's not great, forgettable. I'm gonna say Lance Stroll, if you allow me.
Well, yeah. We had a good weekend last weekend. He's never doing it twice in a row.
That's an informed prediction.
I was debating Perez as well. In case anyone else was.
No. Because it's always... It's never
I've
meant
to be...
I've
got a bad feeling about Perez.
Positive surprise to me. He's like, for me, I'm expecting him to always be up there. And he hasn't.
Still?
So...
Yeah,
but if he's
though,
like P3, if he qualifies P3, for instance, I'm like, well, yeah, that's where you should be. That's my problem.
But I don't think his seat's 100% safe.
Oh, no.
I think
no,
it's like 99% safe for next season.
He's done well in the last few races.
If he drops a Q1 elimination here, I wouldn't be sure.
But even him qualifying P8, I don't think is good. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's terrible.
Exactly. So
it's terrible.
Yeah, no.
Anyway. Random, finish your prediction.
I've got it ready. Here we go. It is it's 18th. Oh bloody hell. They love giving low numbers.
They're loving it.
I almost want to say can we do it again? Because we had 19th last week.
The will spoken.
Oh, that's so similar.
I mean, I pressed it again and it gave us 16th, so yeah, I think it just favours low numbers.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Okay. Jay?
18th. Oh, it's me. 18th. Okay. 18th. I'm going to go for Guan Yu Zhou.
Okay. Okay. I have also gone for an Asian driver. I've gone Yuki Tsunoda.
That was just the weirdest way of announcing it. I mean, it made completely rational sense.
I was going to say, it's perfectly true.
It was perfectly true, but I just imagine if we went like, oh, I want to do another European driver. I mean, granted, there's only two on the grid Asian drivers, so it made sense. It was just funny how
Albon is Thai, isn't he?
My bad.
I have gone for a non-Asian driver. I have gone for a European driver, believe it or not.
Oh.
That whittles it down for you, I bet. I've gone for K-Mag. Kevin Magnussen, P18.
I nearly did that. That's a good shout.
Kevin Magnussen.
I think that's a good shout as well. No offence. No offence to K-Mag, but I do think it's not a bad shout.
Poor guy.
I know.
Right.
But I need
bold
this.
Predictions. Jay, what is bold prediction number one?
Okay. I'm going to go.
And I want bold, guys. I don't want, like, some lame. Okay, I'm going to get a point for it.
Let's see what you make of this. Our first one is Hulkenberg Q3. Let the research come in.
That is exactly what I was doing.
He's done it a few times.
He didn't get it last weekend.
No.
Let's have a look. Hulkenberg.
He didn't get it the weekend before that.
2023.
He didn't get it in the weekend. He hasn't had it for a while.
That Haas car is absolutely...
Yeah, but if you said Kevin Magnussen, I'd find that bolder. Because out of anyone who you think can't make it in Q3...
Okay,
for example, Hulkenberg has done that and then dropped all the way back.
I've got the number.
The number is quite high,
to be fair.
Singapore, that's when he was last in Q3, I think.
He's been there 7 times this year, so...
Exactly. Okay. I'm not going to lie, I'm not finding that very bold.
So seven
if you said Logan, if you said Logan Sargeant, for example, I would have gone, that's bold. Yeah, go for it.
He's got that twice. Nick DeVries.
He's doing bits recently, old Logie.
Yeah, he's doing all right. Okay.
Logie Bear.
I'm sorry, Jay. I cannot allow that, in my opinion.
Fairs. I will have to switch my predictions around then. I'm going to go Verstappen. Oh, okay. Not Verstappen. I won't be that precise. I'll go the person who wins will win by at least 20 seconds.
I love how you wanted to not make it Verstappen.
I think that counts as bold.
20 is quite a big margin.
20 is a massive number.
I'm scared by it, and I hope that doesn't happen. No, go for it.
15.
Yeah, no, I'm all right with that. Please be like 19.6. That would be absolutely hilarious.
Well, the other week, I was like a tenth out, wasn't I? One of the qualifying conditions I'd done. I think it's Brazil.
That was me. It's me.
It is you.
Yeah, I'd say this. I was going to say, what a... is one enough? I was going to say one of the big six miss out on Q3, Merck, Ferrari, Red Bull. But is that enough? Merck, Ferrari, Red Bull, or even Perez, you would expect to at least be ninth.
Did you say at least one?
Yeah.
Thing is that I feel like if this was like Australia, we'd put it at that slide. Because
I'd be like, yeah, what a prediction. But I'm like, after seeing Mercedes and stuff last week, it was like...
Ugh. They all got Q3, no?
No, Hamilton was 11th and Perez was 12th.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah.
So that's why I'm not feeling the boldness of you lads.
Let's have a look at Brazil. Brazil was...
Merck weren't great there either, were they?
Okay, at least...
Let's be fair, Brazil...
I can change it slightly, if you want.
Go on.
To at least two of the big six miss out on the top seven.
Okay. I feel like that's a good compromise.
Yeah, go for it. Go on.
That's a good compromise.
Okay.
I like that. It's going to happen now. I'm not happy about it already.
That's a good compromise.
Sure.
I mean, I've said it already, if I'm being honest, earlier, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say Lando Norris will be P4 in the Drivers' Championship.
Oh, yeah, Jay, you weren't here for that, but she did say that.
Do some quick maths.
He's 195, drivers. And Carlos and Alonso have 200 points.
So he's got to score by six.
I think she can have it personally.
That's bold.
Now that's up to us to decide that one. Sure.
Six is. I'm trying to think because. No, because Leclerc's in. Wait, where's Leclerc?
He's got 188.
So it needs signed basically to come one or two spaces behind. Okay, fair. I'll give it to you.
Come on, Lando.
Okay. Right, I'm back.
That's quite a nice
one. And I'm going to say there will be at least four mechanical. Retirements in the race, so not incident related, just car stops working.
At least four, I think you can have that.
That's yeah.
We four do see a few of them in Abu Dhabi, but four is quite a
yeah.
big. Quite a big.
I was watching like 20. When was Raikkonen's last race for Ferrari? 2018. I was watching that either this morning or yesterday.
Yes. And,
literally the whole grid broke down in the end, so that's what I'm going for.
Just to avoid ambiguity here, let's mm-hmm. say there is a crash that damages a gearbox, but they keep going, but then like 10 laps later they just decide to retire the car.
No.
Are we not calling that? Are we saying no damage is allowed?
It can't be damage related in the race.
It's got to be like, oh, you need to stop the car.
Yeah, it has to be either like wear and tear from over the year or damage caused from an earlier part of the weekend. So like, let's say someone crashes on Saturday in quali and then their gearbox gives up on Sunday.
What happens if someone gets a puncture and then crashes because their wheel's blown? Are we counting punctures?
Oh, that's damage, isn't it? Punctures damage.
Yeah, but it's not their fault, so that's why I was checking.
No, but like
before
just...
Before you try and weasel a point.
No, it has to be a mechanical failure. It can't be... It can't be damage caused.
Okay. Okay, I've said one, but I just don't think you're going to let me have one. So I'll change it to two. And so there are at least two pit stops that are over 10 seconds long, but that can't include penalties that include a 5 second. That can't include stops that include a 5 second penalty.
I love it. I love the detail.
Well, just because if I said that and then like a driver stops with a 10 second penalty, that's one already. So to eliminate that.
Two stinkers, basically. Yeah,
two stinky bit stops. I said one, but I thought you're not going to let me have that. But if you are, yeah. I'll stick to one.
No, I like two. It makes it more Jeopardy.
Well, I know you like funny that.
I think two is quite good, then.
Could I not have had one?
We'll tell you after the weekend.
No, I'm not having that.
I'm really struggling with my last one. My second
one. Is it one or two?
Oh, I've said two.
Sorry.
Come on.
Sorry, this is the last prediction of the whole year.
I know. Oh, yeah, it's no going to be awful.
It's on you.
Because I'm struggling. I really just, while I'm trying to think of it, I thought, oh no, I didn't mention this earlier when we were talking about Las Vegas. So I need to mention it now because I was trying to think of one related to this, but it didn't. That last lap lunge slash overtake from Charles to get P2 was 1,000,000% the best overtake I think I've seen in the whole year. I thought it was so good.
Did mention that, no?
Not enough for me to hype it. I just was like, oh, it was good. I just thought it was sick. And I was trying to think of something related to that as my prediction, which is why it came to my head. But I won't lie, guys. I am... not much is going on up here. I'm trying to think of the track and I'm trying to think of what normally happens. How about this? Drivers do a donut at the end. Joking.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Well, Mick Schumacher was told no, wasn't he, that year?
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Oh, I'm really struggling. And I need to hurry up because people have lives to get to.
You have lives to get to.
There's literal tumbleweed in my head. Nothing's happening. I don't know what to do. What happens in Abu Dhabi?
Stays in Abu Dhabi. Oh, I see. Yeah, not a lot. Oh, did you hear Crofty's line as Verstappen crossed the line in Vegas, by the way?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, the cringe. Have you not heard it?
Verstappen's in Vegas. Verstappen's in Vegas. Like that.
What Verstappen's in Vegas stays in Vegas. And I was like, oh, Christ, Crofty, mate.
Yes, I remember. And I went, oh, because, yes, that was quite fun.
Yeah, it was funny. I'll give him that.
I'm so sorry to everyone listening, but this has been a reflection of my day today. My indecisiveness has been killing everyone.
Or has it?
I'm just looking up what happened last year to see if I can get any inspiration. So far, no. Oh, guys, help me.
Jay, you might need to do a little singing solo in a minute just to kill some time.
We like to predict with Shah, because Shah is our mate. And when we predict with Shah, she says it all in 8, 7, 6, 5. Yeah, Shah, it's not as good as... Wait, what's the real word? We like to drink with...
Well, it's just a name, Shah. Isn't it?
Well, it's the name, isn't it?
Okay, Charlotte would have worked.
I have a question. I have a question in order to predict.
Okay.
What is the turn in which the stupid overtake in 2021 happened with Max and Lewis? What turn is that?
Turn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5.
I think it's 5. Let me get the official. There's no point
even trying to answer this. Jay will know it better than me.
And
I think it's classified as 5.
I've got it coming up.
Yeah, it is 5.
Bear with. Once this is said, I think this is quite good.
Mm.
No pressure.
As you can hear, I'm typing away to try and understand. 79. Okay.
79.
So, it's a little... Right, I do feel a little bit piqued to, like, try and copy Dan in a way. But I don't feel like I am, because... I'm inspired
outrageous.
By Charles Leclerc's lunge, right?
His lunge?
Lunge. Oh, he broke late.
Right. Okay. I was like,
he broke late for P2.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And I was trying to think, where can people do a late lunge? Turn 5. And I'm now trying to say, we see... But I don't know how I will find the results for this, because this is quite hard. But I'm going to say at least 15 lunge overtakes at turn 5.
Is this the turn that Verstappen overtook him, which eventually won in the drivers? I swear there's not normally that many overtakes there. It was purely the fact that Lewis was like, what?
At least 5.
No, you said 15. No, you said
no,
15
no, no,
now.
No, no. I'm retracting because I was thinking 20. Can I say 10 instead?
You can say 15.
No.
12?
This is very specific. Come on.
All right, you can have 13.
No, I'm sticking with 10 now.
12 and a half.
Jay? Can I say, on average, right? Let me just say, though.
What?
Listen. The 2022 Abu Dhabi Grand Prix features 79 overtakes. Wait. But last year's race had only 36, and the circuit average is 36.
I thought 10 is pretty good.
10 into
11.
Only
11.
1. No. 10 into 1 11. Turn.
11. 11.
Is quite a lot.
If I hadn't piped up saying there's not many overtakes there, you'd have said 15.
I don't know why you said that.
I don't recall saying 15. I remember saying 10.
Lies. Roll the tapes.
those who obviously can't see,
Jay's VAR'd it.
I'm doing my side eye like, what? 10. Come on, please. It won't happen.
Sure. Sharp or unsportsmanlike conduct.
I think this is a really good prediction. Don't you think this is quite fun?
More than 10. Add a more than in front of it.
At least 10.
More than 10.
It's the exact same as at least.
No, because more than 10 is at least 11.
No, I'm saying at least. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, Jay, you've got the deciding vote here, mate.
I can't see there being
how long?
10.
That's taken me like 6 minutes.
I can't
to
see there being more than like 4 or 5 max Verstappen.
It's not normally an overtaking spot.
Yeah, especially because you've got those two good ones straight after.
Therefore, you want me to add one more. Like, honestly, well, yeah, what's wrong with you? Come on.
Although, if it is 10, I will be absolutely raging.
Okay, what about 8?
No. No, Shah's,
stop talking.
Shah's kind of half it from where
stop
she started.
Stop talking. Yeah, exactly. She said she was going to say 20. Why did I say something? Oh,
I'm excited. Ball. I had faith in my drivers this year.
Well, I watched I don't even know what it was. I watched something quite recently where someone in F1 said it's just not normally overtakes there. That's why it caught Lewis out. It might have been Horner on a league of their own. I think that's where it was.
It was Horner on a league of their own. He wasn't expecting it.
But, yeah, okay, fine. But if it is 10 and as a result you win the whole predictions league, this is
a
joke.
You know, a pat on the back.
Absolutely.
I need to buy
controversy.
Yeah, I should buy like a little party popper if that happens. And I, you know what? I think that has summed up the whole year very well with us of arguing about what prediction I'm allowed to make.
Yeah.
It's always Charlotte, isn't it?
It's always me.
Jay and I have agreed.
Jay
and I have agreed that if it's 10 all at the end of Abu Dhabi, we have to do a crossbar challenge to determine the winner. That's what we were chatting about before you got here.
No.
I think that's fair.
Absolutely not. I think it should be something more like F1 related. A drag race.
Do a crossbar challenge and then run around like a race car.
Who can do the best F1 engine impression?
I was thinking
no, that'd be you,
local.
And you'd somehow differentiate the engine as well. We'd make a noise. Jay would be like, "That's a Renault." That.
I was gonna say, why are you counting me out of this?
Because Jay really knows.
Charles pretty good with impressions.
I can be. See, we've got another competition now. Everyone's gonna want to hear it. We're not.
Right, that'll do.
That will do.
There is one race to go. It is Abu Dhabi. It should be a decent race. There's still a fair bit to play for throughout the field, even though first in the championship and constructors are both decided. Jay, you have a point.
You know what, I've got one more final bit of track talk trivia.
Oh, get in.
Oh, my gosh. Look at him saying he'd only have one. We're on our third.
I know. It just came to me, this one.
Hit me.
I'm treating you guys. Okay, there's two answers here, right? There's two answers. So I will pick one from both of you. Ooh. Okay. There are three tracks this season that start the lap with two left-hand corners in a row. So turn one's a left-hander, turn two's a left-hander. One of them is Abu Dhabi. What are the other two? And I've just checked all of the track maps just now, just to make sure.
I'm going around the circuits in my head now. Oh, this is awful.
It's no, not Jeddah.
Not Jeddah.
Not Miami. That's right. Bahrain's right.
I don't think it's Saudi.
No, it's not. You can't look at the track. Are you looking at the track map, Shah?
No, I can't. No, literally, it's just all I've got is where we're going. I can't see.
So it looks
trust
like
me.
You're looking at track maps.
No, I'm looking at places and I'm imagining it.
No, that's a right. It's not Vegas either.
I can't imagine what Zandvoort looks like, but I don't think it's
turns. Left. Brazil, no. Brazil's got a left.
Brazil's left, right.
Yeah. Cota's left, right as well, no?
Cota's left, right, yeah.
There's two more. Knowledge.
It's all irrelevant for this trivia.
Do you want a clue?
No, one of you. I do not want a clue.
Okay. Has said it. One of you said one.
Oh, well, I've been saying them out loud, but I don't know what I've said.
No, Zandvoort.
No, Zandvoort's right.
Japan?
Yeah.
First corner's right, Japan.
Mexico is
Canada,
right?
Canada's.
The problem is I'm Canada's now just shouting out
left,
countries.
Right, or right, left, right.
Hungary.
Yeah, no, it's I'm actually though. Trying to logically think Hungary. It through.
So, right, I know.
You've got to think of the right. anti-clockwise ones.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do. What's Mexico?
Left, right. Imola's left, right. Mexico's right.
No, Mexico's
turn one.
Not. Yeah.
Qatar goes that left. Way round, but I don't think it's two left. No.
Qatar's right, left. Yeah. First corner's a right hander.
Singapore is right. left. Singapore's
Imola?
Left, right.
Imola?
Baku's left, right as well.
Imola's left, right.
Are you sure there's two right now? This is really like. Hold on, right down.
Imola technically first corner's a right.
It's not Baku.
Miami.
Is it?
It's not Miami.
Where's Baku then? If that's what
it
Dan's saying.
Baku is one of them.
Baku.
I'm not taking it.
Where's turn two in Baku though?
So they go left and in the long
is
straight.
It the smallest little.
No. It's a
Did
proper.
They go
look
left?
At the track map for Baku.
Is it?
It's a proper left turn at Baku.
Is it? I thought it was left right.
No, it's
I
a
agree.
proper left turn at Baku.
I mean, bearing in mind, Jay's got the track map. I
oh,
trust
sugar,
him.
No, he's right. He's right. It's a rectangle.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
It's to another left.
Proper left.
My
There's
goodness.
One more that you've said, but this one is a bit more ambiguous.
Oh.
Is it Kota? Has Kota got...
No,
because it goes right, doesn't it?
It's the official...
No, Kota goes left.
I'm looking at the official corners as well, not like...
It's not Brazil, is it?
No, Brazil's left. Right.
No.
It's left.
It goes right.
Silverstone turn right at turn one.
I can't believe this.
Singapore. Is it Singapore?
No, Singapore's left, right, left.
Hungary turn right at turn one. Belgium turn right at turn one. Netherlands turn
lie.
Right at turn one.
I am
one.
Now looking because I can't.
Oh, sure, mate. Okay, well, if you think of it, don't
because,
shout it out.
No, because...
Spain
honestly,
turn right, I've... Monaco turn right.
Oh, wait, what about Austria?
Australia turn right.
Austria's a right.
No, Austria turn right at turn one.
I just felt like we hadn't said it.
Spain? Bahrain turn just... right at turn one. No,
this thing
turn right.
Someone has said it.
That's right. That's what. But I feel like we've said every one again, so I don't know.
No, thing is that you've said it, but you haven't like officially submitted it to me.
Sorry, I'm officially submitted.
Right, I'm going to just go through the calendar at this rate.
What way round to Canada? It will be. Oh no, it won't be Canada. Canada's left, right, no.
Canada's like a kink right, and then a left and a right.
It's definitely not Monaco. It's definitely not Austria. It's definitely not Silverstone.
It's not Australia.
Monaco
either.
Turn right. What way did Monza go? No, Monza go right. Miami, I can't even picture. Is it Miami?
No, Miami is.
No,
first
no, it's a right.
Baku's
I can't
one
believe
of them.
That this was
Australia
like a
go
of...
right. Jeddah.
I'm so sorry. This is so boring. We're just constantly going.
We
on
said
about.
It's not Jeddah, right?
It's not
no.
Jeddah.
They go. They do go left though.
What the hell?
They do go
is
left, but it's
on,
the
Jay?
Left, right chicane, Jeddah.
Have we said Zandvoort? They turn right. Are we being really dumb? Qatar, I don't know what
it's,
way they're going.
It seems
Qatar.
Like you've said it, but okay, I'll tell you when you said it. Dan was saying it, but Dan was going, is it there? No, it's not there. Is it there? No, it's not there.
He's been doing
it.
We've been both doing that
one,
for 5 minutes.
Is it one that it's not a term, okay. But it's like, it counts as a term? Is it one of those weird ones?
Can you say
ones?
If it's in Europe
it's like
or not? Should we ask
jink.
That as well?
It's not in Europe, and it's not a braking zone, like Baku is, but it's definitely a flick of the steering wheel.
Singapore's.
Well, it's not Qatar.
Is it? It's not Singapore,
again.
Is it? Oh,
no,
see, I haven't looked at any.
Because you said
maps.
It bends to the right.
No, you said it bends to the left. It's a left turn and then a bend left. Is what?
It's like a. It's a left, like a breaking point, left turn, and then it kind of straightens up a little bit and it goes left again. I basically said it to you. So if you're looking at the track maps, then.
Kota?
No, I'm not looking at the track maps.
Not Kota.
No, I've checked Kota.
What?
Is it Vegas?
It's Vegas, yeah.
I was going to say Vegas.
Oh, for God's sake. I wasn't looking at it.
I'm going home. Vegas. I'm leaving.
Well, lucky Ben does this in his house, isn't it? Otherwise,
that's the one track map I didn't even click.
Sadly, it's Vegas.
It's such a small left turn,
and then it straightens up a little bit, then it goes left.
That is such a small turn. That's why it caught me out.
There we go.
And I'm so sorry to the listeners, because we've been shouting track names for about like 8 minutes.
Yeah, we have.
I'm sure they would have got it instantly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a stupid... That's not a turn, F1.
That's your worst trivia you've done this episode. I like the pit exit one. That was my favourite.
If I overtake someone walking down the pavement, I don't say I've turned right to overtake them. I've just slightly dinked around them. I've carried on in a straight line.
It's classified as a turn on the official.
Oh, yes. Vegas, what you're playing at?
I think there's... Is there three? No, three's a right-hander. Three and four.
Although I was quite impressed I could think of nearly every turn one. I just couldn't think what turn two kicked
off. The problem was everyone I could think of was a right-hander. So I was like, what?
Most of them are, yeah.
Yeah, there isn't many anti-clockwise.
No, when they are, that always freaks me out.
It's only Imola. Imola.
That's another treasure. How many are anti-clockwise?
Yeah, Imola, Saudi, Texas... Vegas, Brazil? I think that's all.
Yeah, maybe. Monaco's right, Miami's right.
Singapore.
Singapore's right. Canada's right. No, Canada's left as well, no?
Canada, I think Canada's clockwise.
Is Canada not a left?
It's weird because the straight
it's
is like
a kink. It's clockwise. It's clockwise.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yes. Because it goes this way around, which makes it clockwise.
Dan's questioning your ability to tell something's clockwise or any clockwise.
I can look at a circuit and see which way the arrow's going, therefore making it clockwise.
That's a left turn.
If you go on F1, it shows you which way they need to go, and it's clockwise.
I'm not sure about this.
Because, like, when you look at the straight, the straight is slightly kinked. And it is clockwise.
Dan, just go on F1 and then click circuit with the schedule, because that's... I can't tell you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take your word for it, but... I could have sworn it was left, but no, I'll believe you.
Stop believing it is!
I could have sworn they turned left in Canada, though. I don't know why I thought that.
I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, clearly I've just got that. Right, okay, hang on. Oh, no, it... Oh, okay. It is a left, but...
It's clockwise.
No, but it's like... Hamilton's going down the pitch straight.
Oh, my gosh, Dan! I'm going to send
you a picture. I'm not debating the clockwise bit. Hamilton's going down the pit straight, but then the first big turn is left, but I don't know if the little kink right is that.
What are you talking about?
But I mean, the first corner isn't always the telltale. I mean, 99% of the time it is the first and the last corner is what direction they go in. But.
Dan, check your phone.
Profusely Googling something.
I think I've had a bit of a brain.
Check your phone. I've sent it to you right now.
Oh my gosh.
Checking my phone.
Because it's the only way for you to understand this.
There is nothing on my phone. There we go.
Look at that little arrow that says it goes clockwise at turn one.
Yeah, so they come down to turn one, but then they turn left.
Have you seen the rest of the direction they have to go through?
Yeah, they come down. And then they go left, right.
And then around to then go clockwise. What are we not understanding?
I could have sworn it's a left, unless I'm going mad here.
No, it is like a left. The first corner is technically a left turn. There's a little kink on the straight. It's a right turn. But it's clockwise.
I would like to wrap this up because we've been saying clockwise for about 5 minutes now.
Right, whatever, yeah. I'm baffled. Anyway, that is all we've got time for because we've just been confused about tracks for the last half an hour. Thank you. Oh my God, it is nearly half an hour we've been talking about that. Thank you very much for listening. There's one race left to go in Abu Dhabi. Should be a good one. Any final thoughts?
Bring on a J win in the predictions this weekend. That's it.
My final thoughts are, I really hope that I win this season's track talk predictions and Canada is a clockwise circuit.
It is. We've learned that.
No, it is clockwise, but I thought we were talking about turn one, no? Oh, I don't know what's going on. Thank you for listening. We will see you after Abu Dhabi, where we will find out who has won the Predictions League as well as the race itself. Thank you very much. Goodbye.